nothing to lose.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. President Trump gets his nominee for defense secretary. After a tie in the Senate on Pete Hegseth's nomination, Vice President J.D. Vance stepped in.
On this vote, the yeas are 50 and the nays are 50. The Senate being equally divided, the vice president votes in the affirmative and the nomination is confirmed.
Earlier during voting,
Mr. McConnell, no.
CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns also reports
the controversy surrounding Hegseth, including past statements about women in the military, caused two Republican senators to oppose his confirmation. Senator Susan Collins of Maine and Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, who said Hegseth's past behaviors demonstrate a lack of judgment that's unbecoming of someone who would lead our armed forces.
GOP Senator Tom Tillis, who appeared to be undecided, spoke to Hegseth today and ended up voting yes. President Trump travels cross-country to visit two disaster zones. He started in western North Carolina, which is still reeling from Hurricane Helene in September. Then he traveled to Southern California to see the devastation from the deadly wildfires. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti in L.A.
As Air Force One touched down in Los Angeles, fires were still smoldering throughout Southern California, as they have been now for 18 days.
I don't understand what's happening. We can't get a break.
One of the worst weather disasters in U.S. history has left behind overwhelming devastation, at least $250 billion in damage. President Trump met with firefighters and residents here in Pacific Palisades and saw the rubble firsthand.
Another round of hostages is set to be released by Hamas over the weekend as part of the ceasefire deal with Israel. In return, scores of Palestinians held by Israel will be freed. CBS News national security contributor Samantha Vinegrass.
The ceasefire and hostage release deal went into effect last Sunday. So far, it has held. An initial tranche of three females were released. Aid has started to flow into Gaza. Israel has started to withdraw from populated areas. Gazans have been allowed to return home.
The Trump administration says it has started to fly immigrants who entered the U.S. illegally out of the country using military planes. CBS's Nicole Skanga.
We're getting the bad, hard criminals out.
The White House calls it the official start of their long-promised mass deportation campaign. Posting video of Marines operating at the southern border. This week, the Pentagon announced the deployment of 1,500 service members to assist U.S. Border Patrol.
This comes as Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials carried out a raid in Newark, New Jersey today. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now taxes is 100% free when you file in the TurboTax app if you didn't file with us last year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just do your own taxes in the app by 2/18.
What if I have lots of forms?
All good, all 100% free.
What if I had three jobs?
Still 100% free.
What if I once saw Bigfoot?
That has nothing to do with taxes, so still 100% free.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Now this is taxes. See if you qualify in the TurboTax app. Excludes TurboTax Live. Must start and file in app by 2/18.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Still have TikTok on your phone? You might want to cash in. CBS's Deborah Rodriguez explains.
TikTok users are paying ridiculous sums to buy old, banged-up phones that still have the app after the Supreme Court upheld a ban a week ago. Though President Trump delayed it for 75 days, the app's still not available for download on Apple or Google again. There are thousands of offerings on eBay for phones that still have it, some asking as much as $25,000. Tech experts warn buying a phone that hasn't been wiped is risky business. It could include spyware and other viruses that endanger your privacy. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Retail chain Target says it's joining rival Walmart and a number of other prominent American brands in scaling back corporate diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News, and DI, by the way, DEI policies have come under attack from conservative activists, and as of this week, the White House. This is CBS News.
Meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, a few flurries tonight and lows in the mid-teens. A mix of sun and clouds and blustery tomorrow, highs in the low 30s. Mostly sunny Sunday, highs upper 20s. A January thaw into next week, highs climbing through the 30s, even a few 40s. Currently it's 19 degrees.
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Where my thoughts escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. My thoughts escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me, silently for me. We'll be right back.
Radio Park to Main Street Bridge. Local news and timeless hits.
Whenever you call me, does to me. Maybe it's the clothes she wears, or the way she combs her hair. Oh, that makes me wanna tell her that I care.
Don't you know that she's
just my style?
Everything about it
drives me wild.
Don't you know that she's
just my style?
Everything about it
drives me wild.
Don't you know that she's
fine?
News, timeless hits here on WRJN, your home for Don Rosen, weekday mornings from 6 until 9. Don brings in all kinds of fun people to talk to. Not only the timeless hits, the news updates with Stuart J. Waddles, and of course, weather and sports. He talks about the people who make it fun to live in Racine. It all happens weekday mornings 6 to 9 with Don Rosen on WRJN.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Are you 50 or older? This news is for you. The CDC now recommends you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia. Even if you're healthy, your age puts you at risk. People 50 or older are over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia compared to adults 18 to 49. Just one shot can help protect you. Learn more and schedule at VaxAssist.com. That's VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
WRJN. Up on the roof. Up on the roof.
When this old world starts getting me down, just too much for me to face.
Up on the roof.
I climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into space. On the roof, it's peaceful as can be, and there the world below can't bother me. Let me tell you now, when I and sweet, I get away from the hustling crowd and all that rat race noise down in the street. On the roof, the only place I know where you just have to wish to make it so. Telling you right smack dab in the middle of town, I found a paradise that's trouble-proof. And if this world starts getting you down, there's room enough for two up on the roof.
Smoking, but scared half to death. suckle. Let me catch my breath.
Mama told me not to come. Mama told me not to come. That ain't the way to have fun, son. That ain't the way to have fun.
She's a
son.
and the morning sun. I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in. Then I watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco. Gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. Just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting time.
JN. Give me just a little more time, just a little more time.
side. Girl, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I was born in a drive-by hurricane.
jingle jangle start to shine. Reflections of the music that is mine. When you toss a coin, you hit it sing. Now listen while I play my green tambourine.
Baby, don't you wanna go? but we might even leave the USA. Cause it's a brand new game I wanna play.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The Senate confirms President Trump's pick of Pete Hegseth as defense secretary. CBS's Erica Brown reports on the dramatic late-night vote.
The vice president votes in the affirmative, and the nomination is confirmed.
The Senate voted Friday night to confirm former Fox News host and combat veteran Pete Hegseth to be the next secretary of defense. His nomination recently appeared to be on shaky ground after an allegation of sexual misconduct, along with concerns about his alleged alcohol use and treatment of his ex-wife. Hegseth has denied any wrongdoing.
President Trump is promising federal help as California recovers from devastating wildfires and announces a change in water management.
I'm signing an executive order to open up the pumps and valves in the north. We want to get that water pouring down here as quickly as possible and let hundreds of millions of gallons of water flow down into Southern California.
The president made his announcement after taking an aerial tour of the region and later meeting with residents in the Pacific Palisades neighborhood. Hamas says tomorrow it will release four female Israeli soldiers abducted in the October 7th attacks. Israel will also release more Palestinian prisoners and detainees as part of a fragile ceasefire agreement. The latest from CBS's Rami Innocencio.
475 days ago, Hamas terrorists threw Nama Levy into a jeep, abducting her and hundreds more people into Gaza, where she and other young Israeli soldiers were bloodied and bound, their families in agony and anguish.
I just want to be back home and have Nama back home. That's it. You know, I have nothing more to add. It's so simple.
In just hours, Nama, with Liri Elbag, Karina Ariev, and Daniela Gilboa, all age 20 or younger, may be freed.
The Supreme Court agrees to decide whether states may prevent religious charter schools from receiving public funds. The state's top court ruled against St. Isidore of Seville Virtual School in June. Former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson.
We now have a Supreme Court who I do think is more likely to allow this type of situation where you have taxpayer-funded religious charter schools, but it is a test of the First Amendment.
The justices in Washington have agreed to take the Oklahoma case quickly. North Dakota's highest court has ruled that the state's overturned abortion ban will not be enforced during an appeal of a judge's ruling that struck down the law in September. Today's ruling comes after attorneys for the state had asked the Supreme Court for a stay pending appeal. This is